actually, it looks really good. I mean, like you said, it's only March, but I mean, we've had the greens mowed. I think it looks really good, and everything was greening up, and then all of a sudden it got hit with some snow. So I don't know. I hope it continues to get better and better. Right now we got a good crew that's taking care of the course really well, and it looks really well, really good.
Good to hear. You bet. How about as far as your team? I know we had a chance to talk to you briefly the other day about your team on the course for the first time on Thursday. How is your team looking this year?
You know, they're young, but I think they're talented. We got three returning players from our varsity team last year. I think we should be really competitive this year. They've got a really, really great spirit behind them to get better, and they're out there on the weekends, and, you know, they're staying after practice. So they, I think we got a really good group of kids that are working hard and actually want to be good. So that's really, really helpful. I think we should be competitive. We just don't have a whole lot of experience. Two of our returners are they're sophomores, so they were freshmen last year, but they were on the varsity team. They got a lot of experience there. Hopefully, they can just take that next step into being like a competitor and challenging for some medals every single meet.
So I take it those two are probably going to, no question, start off as far as your top group coming out. There has been some challenges maybe for like the last couple of spots to start the season.
Yeah, I think those two will definitely be there. We got a senior, Brody Wood. He's been a fantastic leader. He's just a kid that's, number one, you know, physically, he's big and he's very well-spoken, and I just think that he's a kid that naturally people are drawn to and respect, and he's just a great kid and a great kid to have on the team, especially with such a young group of kids that we have here. His leadership and his guidance has been great. He's just a really good voice of reason. It really just kind of promotes hard work in anything that you do. He's like, show up, let's do our work, let's get better. We're here for a reason. So he's a great kid to have on the team and lead us in a positive direction.
That's great. Always, you just always love to have some upperclassmen to help you, help the younger ones get through an entire golf season, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, there's going to be challenges along the way. Like, you know, we had to move our meet, but hey, it's just kind of part of spring weather here in Nebraska. So just rolling with the punches and just kind of taking every single situation with a positive outlook and just really being thankful and having some gratitude for the opportunity to compete. It's just been great to have that mindset and some leadership that really promotes it. So I'm just really looking forward to this season. I think that we have a chance to make some noise and really compete with some of the better teams in our area. We're hosting districts this year, and a lot of the teams in our district are also at that home meet. So obviously it's the very first meet of the year, but it's still a good benchmark to kind of measure ourselves of, hey, where do we need to improve? Who are kind of some of the teams to watch? Obviously, watching ourselves is probably the most important team to watch, just making sure that we're taking strides, getting better every single day, and watching our scores go down, but also just having kind of a measuring stick of what exactly we're competing against is always good to start the season with.
Has your schedule pretty much stayed the same, same meets as last year, or did you add any new ones this year?
No, we got the same meets as last year, pretty consistent there. Honestly, like after seeing the snow, we considered moving our meet to maybe later in the season, but after looking at our schedule, it was so full, we were just like, I don't even know a date that we could move it to. So yeah, the same meets as last year, so there should be some comfort with those three that were on varsity last year, seeing some of the same courses. You know, in the end, you don't always hit your ball at the same spot as you did last year, so just simply being able to pick a target, no matter where we're at, hit your ball towards that target is going to be beneficial. So we've been building on that, and I think I've seen a lot of progress from last year to this year, and I'm expecting to see more of the same as the season progresses.
Where's your RPAC conference meet at this year?
It's actually at Cross Creek as well.
Okay.
Southwest is the host school this year, and they obviously practice at the same course as us. So we're going to get plenty of opportunities to play our home course this year with our meet, the Southwest meet, the RPAC meet, and the district meet all being here on the course that we get to play every single day. That also provides a lot of confidence for us, just, you know, playing in our own backyard here. It definitely brings some comfort and some confidence.